Radio Prague News.
Czechs are seeking to hire skilled Ukrainians for vacant jobs. Jail sentences have been given over thefts from a Marilyn Monroe exhibition, and police have caught the suspected killer of three Prague taxi drivers. Speeded up and simpler visa procedures will be offered in November to Ukrainians who may be able to work as IT specialists or expert technicians in other fields. The speeded up blue cards will be launched as a pilot project for up to 500 Ukrainians from university and high school who can fill immediate vacancies. Details of the project should have been explained on Wednesday by Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and Foreign Minister Lubomir Zaorálek. Two men were given five-year jail sentences by a Prague court for taking part in the theft of items from a Marilyn Monroe exhibition being staged in the Czech capital. A third accused was given a conditional sentence. They can appeal to a higher court. Rare photographs and items for the Prague exhibition were taken in May 2013 after they were being shipped to Prague from Italy. The stolen items included rare photographs and an invitation to President John F. Kennedy's birthday party. Police have reportedly apprehended the suspected killer of three taxi drivers in Prague. The first murder took place in January 2014, with the next following in April. The same weapon was apparently used in all three cases. Police confirmed they had caught a suspect, but have given no other details. The Lower House of Parliament's Budget Committee on Wednesday gave overwhelming support to a government proposal to hike taxes on gambling. The government proposal counts on betting taxes climbing from the current 20% to 23 or 28%. Daily taxes on slot machines should also rise by around a third. The combined measure should bring in an extra 2 billion crowns, according to the Cabinet. A temporary camp with tents able to hold up to 300 refugees at Breslav is being dismantled. Czech farmers began to take down the camp on Wednesday. It was created at the start of September on the expectations of a surge of immigrants coming through Lower Austria, South Moravia and onwards towards Germany. The expectations were fuelled by one international train which arrived at Breslav with more than 200 immigrants on board. That turned out to be a one-off incident. And new car sales in the Czech Republic are continuing to surge. Sales in the first 10 months of the year, ending October, are up but just over 19% compared with the same period in 2014. Total sales stand at just over 191,000. The Škoda Octavia is the most popular single model, counting for around of one car sold in 10. Manufacturer Škoda Auto has around a third of the total new car sales market in the Czech Republic, followed by Volkswagen, with just over a fifth. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Danielle Lazarová. Coming up in today's programme, the authorities launch a fast-track programme for skilled Ukrainian workers, and the Czech Republic introduces sex assistance for the disabled. Later on, we look at the country's achievements in the field of nanotechnology. All that coming up, so do please stay with us. The government is to launch a new fast-track programme to make it easier for skilled workers from Ukraine to seek employment in the Czech Republic. There is hope that new applicants will fill gaps in the labour market. Jan Wellinger spoke to Bohdan Rajčinec of the non-governmental organisation Ukrainian Initiative, asking what was needed for the plan to be a success.
We're absolutely sure that the government has to talk to other non-governmental organizations about this, because the more you talk about it, more information you get about it, better chance you get to get better results, of course. For example, it could be discussed with the Government Council for National Minorities. And after that, it is important to show the information in Ukraine at consular sections and so on, so that Ukrainian people really know what it's all about, because we're not sure that the information is there now.
Mm-hmm. The government is putting a stress on attracting skilled workers to the Czech Republic technicians, people in IT, that kind of thing. Do you think that once the word gets out that there will be interest?
We're not talking about hundreds or thousands, unfortunately. So that could change in the future. Yes, we think that some people would be interested, definitely. But we're not talking about only about high-skilled workers, about, let's say, IT specialists, doctors, biologists, but also metal workers, steel workers, welders, physicists, and so on. So we think that the most important thing is to show to Ukrainian people that it is not such a big problem to get here if you're a good worker and normal person, let's say.
The size of the Ukrainian community here in the Czech Republic, it is very significant. Are there advantages for Ukrainians working here? The fact that there is a community, for example?
What Ukrainians talk a lot about is a new way of life. We're not talking about easier or more easy economic going life. We're talking about better social, political surroundings. So some people from Ukraine, some families really seek for that.
And financially, is it also a big difference between the Czech Republic and the Ukraine?
Well, if the person in Ukraine earns some 3, 4, 5, 7,000 hryvnia, it nowadays is more or less the same as the Czech currency, the Czech crown, then we can talk about earnings here in the Czech Republic. They are 4, 5, even 6 and more times higher, of course.
Generally, do you think that Ukrainian nationals are well accepted or integrate well into Czech society?
Oh, definitely. We've been watching this process for 25 years, and we can say that Ukrainians really go through the positive life in the Czech Republic.
Bohdan Rajchinets of the non-governmental organization Ukrainian Initiative speaking there to Jan Wellinger. Moving on now, the Czech Republic is introducing sexual assistants trained to provide paid services to disabled people. The assistants, whose services were approved by the Interior Ministry, were selected and trained by the Czech charity Rozkoš bez rizika, which provides counselling for sex workers. Ruth Frankova spoke to the charity's Hanna Malinova and asked her to outline the type of assistance provided to disabled clients.
You know, there are two types of sexual assistance. One type is mostly counseling, but also to help with the choice of special sex toys or devices, what can help people with handicap to have sex. This is the action without any touching. And to the other, this is the active. There are also many levels. One level is just to touch each other. The next level is masturbation. And of course, the highest level is having sexual intercourse. We train 5 sex workers or previous sex workers who are very skilled in providing not only sex, but also the tantra massage, but they can help also to the pair to have sex.
How were these women selected?
You know, this is a little bit juridical problem, because if we offer their services, we are making pimping, yes? And we have discussion with representative of Ministry of Inner Affairs, and we discussed that we just sent to the client the list and he can make choice by his or her own, yes? We can, of course, provide lessons, training courses, and so on, but we can't recommend anybody.
You told me that you selected 5 female assistants so far. Have you actually been thinking of providing male assistants as well?
Not yet, because now we are in the very beginning and we are women organization. The male assistant is maybe in the future, but not now. But our sexual assistant, they provide also sexual assistant for women, yes, to help them discover her sexuality.
And finally, why have you actually decided to introduce these services?
You know, on the one hand, it was a demand from the client. We know that many of handicapped people, they have problem to reach any sexual experiences at all. And officially, it was possible to do just counseling, but not active assistance. And, you know, to reach the experience, arousal and so on, sometimes must be someone who is in the process and who can help. And I think for our clients, for sex workers, it could be a good job, and we train some gifted women with educational background, and at this moment we would like to watch how is it functioning.
Hanna Malinova speaking there to Ruth Frankova about the introduction of sexual assistance for the disabled. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for our main feature, Marketplace, this week focusing on Czech successes in the field of nanotechnology.
Small country, but a big power in nanotechnology. That was the message at a recent industry conference in Prague. Based on a handful of pioneering patents in nanotechnology, the Czech Republic is now regarded as a regional leader in nano applications and technology, and up there with the best of them in Europe. Jiří Kus is chairman of the Czech Nanotechnology Industries Association, and I asked him first of all how he became interested in the new technology.
I like new technologies. My background is technical, electrotechnical, but something like 3 years ago, I decided to create a company dealing with nanotechnologies. At the beginning, I was thinking I will make a company buying and selling different nanotechnology products, but just by chance, with some friends of mine, we created a company manufacturing bed linen with nanofiber. Well, we know we are first all over the world offering anti-allergic bed linen with nanofiber barrier, which is quite revolutionary, I think.
And the market there, given the amount of people who today have allergies, I suppose there's really quite a large market for that.
Yes, the potential of the market is very large because many people, a high percentage of the people all over the world are allergic. We have to make quite a lot of education. How does it work, this nanofiber or nanotextile? What does it mean that there is a mechanical barrier, but on the nano level, which protects the space inside, below, for instance, or inside mattresses, again, penetration of allergen and dust mites and other microorganisms, and what's the difference? So potential is big, but we are in fact creating new market. So it's not easy work, but it's going quite well.
And the market is already taking off? You're exporting in Europe, or where are the main markets at the moment?
I'm still speaking about very young companies. So we started to sell 2 years ago, and at the moment we already doubled the turnover last year. We've focused quite a lot on Czech market, but we have started also some activities to some European countries, and also there's a negotiation to start in Australia and South America. So, but we decided first we must be established on the Czech market, but we are thinking globally anyway.
And as well as your individual role, you've got a wider role as the chairman of the Czech Nano Association. Can you describe what the profile of the nano industry is in the Czech Republic at the moment?
In fact, when I started 3 years ago with this idea to create a nano company, I was mapping the situation, and by mapping it, I found really amazing things. And I was speaking with the people that it would be fine to create an association which brings together the companies really with nanotechnology as core business, and to make more promotion, people inside Czech Republic, but also for the world, what amazing patents and things we have. But you have to consider one thing. Nanotechnology is not new industrial branch. It is new technology going through all branches. So it means from textile industry to energy distribution, medicine and cosmetics and so on. So from the historical point of view, nanofiber textile is probably the core. There are several companies using nanotextile, either with nanofiber barrier or nanosilver and other things. Besides, we are quite strong in environmental application like water purification and air purification, either titanium dioxide paintings or special nanofilters. There are very advanced application also in medicine. The latest, the nano 3D battery, which is a revolutionary project for energy distribution or for energy.
Could I just come back maybe to one of the applications you mentioned there, the purification of water? I mean, that how far is that down the line? How far has that developed? Because that could be, I mean, that has worldwide global applications that are pretty obvious for advanced countries and third world countries.
There are several companies involved in that water cleaning business or water cleaning application. The most interesting probably is the company VTI from Prague, which developed a unique equipment cleaning water in a different way what is standard on the market. They are able to clean the water even from radioactivity and Ebola virus and for anything, from any dirty water. They can make the clean water, and the equipment is already ready. They are selling it. They have application all over the world. For instance, the cleaning salt water from the sea in, I think, Egypt or Saudi Arabia for a hotel, or in Czech Republic they just recently developed a project for agriculture cleaning pig slurry, making to have again water from it, and the separate using for the pellets for heating. So such a thing's really incredible.
Okay. And you also mentioned the health aspect. You mentioned of the production of organs, 3D printing, or nano 3D printing.
There are three companies involved in, or even more involved in nanomedicine. And one of them is the company which developed 3D nanoprinter, so they're able to print nanostructures, and then when you use stem cells, you build up replacement organs. Another company is company Nanopharma from Prague, which has been in an international project also for a replacement organ.
And what sort of organs are we talking about at the moment that can be developed and used in?
Any kind, even your ear.
What, the inner ear? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And finally, maybe the energy market that you mentioned, and the prospect of developing what could be a nano battery. Could you explain a bit that, and what are the advantages over conventional batteries?
So I mentioned that we are now, new industrial revolution means the use of renewable energies, and the only obstacle is to have good battery with high capacity and not so expensive to store and reliable. And very promising is the concept of 3D nanobattery, which means that you put the layers on one of the other, which is thicker, and in between you have a separator which is made from anorganic nanofiber, and the result is that it's safe, it can be overheated, it cannot explode at all, it's 100% safe. And the other result is that the charge and charging the battery goes very quickly. And the third one, but maybe the most important, it's the production of such battery is much cheaper. It's one third in comparison with the standards. So it would give you a battery which is charged very 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 quickly. It's cheap, and it's safe. So it opens the door really to energy revolution.
And overall in the Czech Republic, I think you mentioned there are probably 40 companies that are involved in your association. Yes. Is that a full picture of the nano activity here? And how do you see it developing? Is the performance here developing into a cluster that's going on to create more companies?
Well, I represent the Czech Nanotechnology Industries Association, which put together companies with nanotech or nanotechnology as core business. Besides, you have many other applications, so many thousands of companies are using something nano. And we have also at every university laboratories dealing with nanotechnology. But what we put together are really industrial companies having nanotechnology as core business. Their business is based on some kind of nanotechnology. That was the key.
But is the overall sector developing quite fast in the Czech Republic? Not just the core companies, but maybe companies that are taking certain aspects, certain applications, and then putting them into their core business?
No, it's going quite fast, and me personally, I have the feeling that now we are really at the breaking point, and the companies using or having some products with nanotechs are really, the number is growing. From the other side, we are still pioneers. So the companies are small or middle size, and they are fighting with investment, with money, and such things, which is normal for the start. But it's growing.
Jiří Kůs, chairman of the Czech Nanotechnology Industries Association, speaking there to Chris Johnston in this week's Marketplace. And I'm afraid that's brought us to the end of today's program from Prague. You'll find us online at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, please write to english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today and take care.